Welcome to Business LNK, Lincoln's platform for exploring the people, places, and programs that make our city unique. We're joining you from the podcast studio sponsored by AOI, one of the great Lincoln companies investing through the Chamber of Commerce and the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. I'm Kathy Anderson, Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at LPED, and I am so excited to be joined by Devin Seacrest, CEO of CodeBuddy. How's it going, Devin?
It's going great. Thanks, awesome. Kathy.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Devin is a repeat co-founder with over 24 years of owning and operating high-growth businesses. That number keeps growing.
And, right?
Yeah. he's raised over $27 million in software and real estate capital and was a 2016 Kauffman Foundation Pipeline Fellow. He is a full-stack software engineer, very relevant to today's conversation. He is a graduate of the UNL College of Law and bilingual in Spanish.
And Nebraska Wesleyan.
Oh.
Go Prairie Wolves.
Yes. Go Prairie Wolves. Good catch. And he is the CEO of CodeBuddy, which is, like to say, fastest tool for building software. And they have created the fastest way to build complex software solutions by combining the power of artificial intelligence and crowdsourced experts.
Great. New solutions only. We only work in greenfield software development. So if you're building new software, if you've already got software, we're not going to be much help for you. Just to clarify.
I know why that is. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit more about that strategy and why that's important?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of solutions out there for what we call legacy code or existing code, and they're very good. Everyone should be using them. It's just a complete difference right now. What we found is those solutions can be about 40%, adding onto the speed of software by going new software, by creating technologies and components just around a singular code solutions. We're actually able to go 500%. Faster on software development when we get in there from the beginning and don't have to work with existing architectures or paradigms or, outdated technologies or all that stuff.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And so you hope to talk to companies very early when it is greenfield, when
Correct.
It's an idea.
And it can be any size, whether it's, a large enterprise company that's looking to either modernize an existing technology or maybe start a new software, whether it's small to medium business that they're looking to create some software to support their own company, or whether it's startups and innovators that are looking to build out the next, SaaS product of the future.
You're here. And a thank you and a quick plug. CodeBuddy is part of our dedicated partner network with our Launch LNK grant. So we're really excited for those companies to work early with CodeBuddy and accelerate their timeline. So thank you for being part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for doing the Launch LNK. We need those resources like in this community in order to support startups. So.
Oh, hear, hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. So let's talk a little bit about your solution is leveraging the best of AI, something that Chamber of Commerce and LPED companies are thinking a lot about is artificial intelligence and machine learning and how they stay ahead of the curve and stay competitive. Do you have some words of wisdom on that?
Yeah. We see, back in the past, we used to think that, businesses need to survive by creating a competitive advantage or surrounding themselves with like a moat of like, whether it's, intellectual property, people, data, all these things to really support their business and make sure that they have monopoly power and grow and extend. Nowadays, we have a new phrase that we like to call, it's called transient advantage. And you may have heard this before, it's becoming pretty popular, which says that the companies that are going to be successful are the companies that are going to be able to adapt and go faster than their competitors. We have a lot of tools out there, that, people are spending a lot of money on for, subscription tools, and we're able to actually build those tools one time for very cheaply. So a lot of these pre-existing technologies are being replaced really quickly with AI. And so it's not so much about, how do you create something one and done? It's how do you create something and then constantly evolve your organization or your technology to that next thing.
That makes sense. And having to do all of that, it's not one and done. You probably have to keep up with it and make investments over time. It's great to have a partner where that can be done a lot more cheaply because you can, your business can actually support that.
Absolutely. And we think that, you know, every company should have a developer on their staff as much as they should have, you know, a chief financial officer or an HR officer, you know, now that we're in the future. And that doesn't matter whether or not you're doing something that's technical or you're doing something that, you know, is very analog and doesn't have any technology, because you still need to use technology to market it, sell it, you know, increase your production and capacity in what you're actually doing. So we really strongly advise companies to, you know, bring a developer onto their staff. And we work with a lot of companies to help them understand, like, you know, how do I get this first developer? How do I start this whole process of creating a development team within our organization?
Every company must become a tech company.
Absolutely, 100%. I don't care if you're a shoe company or you're, you know, the next SaaS product, you should be, you're a tech company.
You're here. You're talking a little bit about the work with your clients, how that relationship comes to be. What I kind of want to talk in general about corporates and startups having good engagements, but talk more about when you first meet a customer and how CodeBuddy engages with them and how you make that really sing.
Yeah, so we kind of have, we call it choose your own path, or we have two different paths that companies can go down when they engage with us. A lot of companies will come to us with either technical talent or developers on staff, and they'll simply use our tools. We are a product company. We build tools for standing up and deploying new software, you know, 500% faster than it could have been done in the past. And by saying 500% faster, you're also 500% or cheaper too as well, because sure, in software, you know, labor is cost in this world. There's not, you know, a lot of people are just remote nowadays. So, I mean, the original question.
Yeah.
I get off on side tangents sometimes.
That's great. That's great. That's the interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When you're engaging with a new customer.
Okay. So yeah, they either come to us either with a existing development team, a technical talent. Sometimes they are a technical founder or what, and they just use our products. It's very simple. They work with us. We help them set up and install and all the things. We do have a lot of clients that come to us that are non-technical. Like I said, they're an organization that hasn't built out their technical team, or they're, say, you know, a founder that hasn't found their development co-founder or partner or whatnot too as well. And we don't try to be, you know, a full service shop where we're going to help them out through the, you know, entire solution. That's typically what they've done in the past, is, you know, they'll go to a shop and do that. And those shops are great too as well. But what we try to do is we help them get set up and started, and then we help them find and kind of hire and recruit. We're not a recruiter, but we give them the information they need to know how do they find that first, you know, technical position in their organization so they can go out there and find and recruit them. And then we pretty much help them get started, but then we pass off the product to them too as well.
That's a huge dimension of value. You're not leaving them, you know, here are the keys, go drive it off into the sunset. It's here's the path, here are the people, here's how you'll navigate that.
Because in the end, they will be most successful when they eventually have their own team of technical talent that they can work with, that's, you know, thinking about their product in the shower time, you know, et cetera.
Yeah. And do you, this is a little bit of a tangent, but do you have any words of advice for corporate or large enterprises who are looking to engage with a startup? I know, you know, I'm partly asking this because you're just involved in the startup ecosystem and you've helped mentor and advise and you've seen a lot of that. Any words of wisdom relevant to CodeBuddy or otherwise?
Are you talking more enterprises working with existing startups? Or are you talking about enterprises doing innovation to, you know, so they don't get this disrupted themselves?
You can take this question either way.
Okay.
We could say interacting with external companies or doing their internal innovation.
I'll start with the first one. Remind me of the second one.
You betcha.
I don't forget it. But working with existing startups, highly recommended. You have to realize that these companies, you know, don't have the resources and that, you know, a lot of traditional vendors have. But what they're doing is they're creating something that no one else has and that's net new. So what it does is it gives you this massive ability to go out there and like use them as your research arm. You know, find someone that's in your industry that's already trying to innovate the industry, use them as your research arm so you don't have to spend, you know, your very expensive resources to actually do that. Invest in them and then invest in them as a customer first. And, you know, there's a good chance that maybe their solution isn't fully fleshed out yet at the time. And you're either going to have to wait or what you can do is invest in them too as well. So that it's kind of, we call them skunk works. It's the way that enterprises can, you know, do their research and development, kind of innovate, find the next company that's going to probably disrupt their own company and work with them. And that kind of goes into the second point is like, what should enterprises do to innovate too as well? And a lot of enterprises, and I've been at a lot of them too, will try to have their own innovation arms. But there's a great book called The Innovator's Dilemma out there that really talks about how hard it is for large corporations to find the next product that is going to possibly disrupt their own product. And the reason is they've got such a fine-tuned customer core base that makes them so much money. And to find that next audience of the future that's going to be that disrupting audience, they would have to, like I said, disrupt themselves. And they would never want to disrupt their own main revenue stream. So you really have to get in there and you really have to like do it as a skunkworks project. Invest in an existing startup that's already doing it, you know, and advise that startup. Or hire a small team and go put them, you know, somewhere pretty isolated from the corporate culture, because the corporate culture is going to have all these constraints and restrictions that is going to, prevent the innovation that you actually need for this new audience. More questions, read the Innovator's Dilemma. It's just a great book.
It is a very good book. Good recommendation. Yes, I couldn't agree more that corporation or a larger company entering into a contract or an agreement of some sort with a startup, that is even more valuable than investment a lot of times. You know, maybe that first contract, that relationship that can be really valuable for the startup and for the corporation both.
Correct.
Yeah. Great. And if people are listening to this and they're jazzed to learn more about CodeBuddy or to work with you, what does that look like and how can they learn more?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to our website, codebuddy.com. You can email me, devin@codebuddy.com. That's probably the best way to get in touch. We've got a YouTube channel. It's called Dev Differently, where we go after different episodes of like how in the age of AI are companies developing differently in the sense. A good example is, you know, we do reverse design. So a lot of companies will build mock-ups and designs of what they want the product to look like and then develop it. We do the completely opposite. Well, we'll have a developer actually take a first shot at it. They'll develop a functional thing. We'll test it with users and then we'll go back and like reverse design it. So there's a lot of these like new ways of developing that you couldn't do in the past because development was so expensive and time, you know, consuming, that now you're able to do. And a lot of companies, you know, just haven't picked up on some of those new tactics.
But you're sharing about them on the
YouTube
channel.
We're sharing them, yeah, free. So.
And you're the experts that people can call up and learn more about that. That's pretty cool.
We are the experts at doing it the wrong way and learning from our mistakes, yes.
Well, that is, validated learnings are the best. So that's the way to do it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Devin. This has been Devin Secrest, CEO of CodeBuddy, in the studio with us today and Business LNK podcast. Thank you very much.